Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Bowen Buzz. I was reading John Wilkes' excellent book the other day. It's his second book, called Using the Bowen Technique to Address Complex and Common Conditions. And reading through it, and right at the start, he has a poem there in the introduction. And it talks about six men who, although they were all blind, they went to see an elephant. And the first chap came up against the side of the elephant and said, "You know, God bless me, but the elephant is very like a wall." The second bloke felt a tusk. And he said, no, an elephant, it's very like a spear. The third bloke approached the animal and grabbed hold of the trunk. And he said, no, an elephant is very much like a snake. The fourth reached out and felt the elephant's knee and his leg. And he said, the elephant is very much like a tree. The fifth bloke, who grabbed an ear, he said, the marvel of an elephant, it's very much like a fan. The sixth, came up to it and grabbed hold of the tail. And he said, no, an elephant, it's very much like a rope. To all the men, each had his own opinion. So each of the men, and the last stanza of the poem says, and so these men of Indostan disputed loud and long, each in his own opinion, exceedingly stiff and strong, though each was partly in the right, they all were in the wrong. John puts this poem in the introduction to, and basically says that so it is with the Bowen technique. Depending on who you talk to, you're going to get a different take, perhaps, on the technique itself. I mean, each of these men had previous experience. Therefore, they related what they felt back to that previous experience, whether they felt that it felt like a spear or a rope or a snake. But if we had have had someone come along who had, I don't know, lived in a bubble and had no previous experience, would he have been able to get a better idea of what that elephant was like? He would not have just jumped to a conclusion, perhaps, and said, oh, it's a snake. He might have felt on and got a bigger picture of the whole thing. That's interesting, isn't it, when we have to reframe something or when we have previous experience. It's just human nature to overlay that experience about what we see. One of the things that when I first went along to learn Bowen, they said, empty your cup of knowledge at the door. So you come in here without really expecting anything and just take on what you see. And go with that. It was great advice at the time. And I was thinking about this, and I was wondering, the poem might also lend itself to thinking about the people that learnt the Bowen therapy or learnt with Tom Bowen. Mostly they were chiropractors and a couple of osteopaths. But there was also Ozzie Wrench, who was a massage therapist. And I've sort of been wondering, it's interesting that Ozzie was the one that went on to document the work and put his interpretation of the technique out there and his documented notes out there in the form of teaching notes and what he saw. Because, I mean, we've probably all heard stories or heard the story that, you know, a couple of the chiropractors went up to Sydney and demonstrated some of the work that they were doing with Tom at the time to a chiropractic conference or teaching to chiropractors. And Kevin Ryan, who for many years taught in osteopathy or taught osteopathy at RMIT in Melbourne, and Bowen therapy is indeed part of the osteopathy degree up there still. But I wonder what Tom saw in Ozzie. Did he see someone more like himself, perhaps? Someone who was a man who wasn't necessarily educated in the same way. He hadn't been to university. I mean, Tom worked at... Tom worked as a boilermaker at the Smithworks in Geelong. And Ozzy was a farmer. So maybe he saw someone like himself. And it's interesting, isn't it, that Ozzy was the one that finished up teaching it to people. Because I was thinking that if it had been the chiropractors only or osteopaths that had worked with Tom, it certainly wouldn't have been taught to people like myself who had a massage background, or people who have no background at all in bodywork and can come along and learn the bone technique and use it to amazing effect, as hundreds and hundreds of people have done throughout the world. So it's interesting, isn't it, that a man very much like Tom was the one who took it out there and spread it so that people could begin to use it. Because I suppose if it had been taught to chiropractors or to osteopaths, it would have been swallowed up by that modality. I mean, if someone who's gone and done a 5 years master's in a qualification like chiropractic or osteopathy isn't going to forego that and take on some technique that was developed by a man in country Victoria. So it's, and I suppose if you wanted somebody to document a technique like this where there were no notes and you just had to watch the person work and try and understand what he was doing without perhaps even really knowing why sometimes, you'd probably choose someone that didn't have a whole lot of background, that didn't have a whole lot of learning, so that he had to try and reframe what you were doing. Now, I'm not saying anything against the other chaps that work with Tom Bowen, but I just wonder if you're going to teach somebody and you wanted somebody to carry on as you were doing, wouldn't you perhaps choose somebody to document it who came with a really clean slate, who could just see what you were doing and didn't have to reframe it or didn't have to make it fit against what you already know, what you already knew from years of study? So once again, I've been thinking, it is interesting that Ozzy was the one that sort of took it forward. I mean, if you take it from the point of view of perhaps a painter, and if you're a painter and a lot of these master painters had students, would they be more likely to take a student who was raw and fresh, but perhaps showed some talent, as against somebody who'd studied in another form of painting and then was going to try and change into the new style? I think it would be easier to teach somebody who had no learning in that style. And I think that the painting analogy is an interesting one too, because I often sort of talk to people when we're learning the technique, and I say, well, when you're learning a technique like this, if we just said, look, here's 250 moves that you could do on various parts of the body, that's Bowen, go away and apply it, it would be incredibly difficult to do. It's a bit like saying to an art student, here's an easel, here's 250 colours, go and paint a mountain scene. And we want intricate colours, we want proper representations, we want it in scale. But it'd be very difficult if you had no knowledge whatsoever. But what about if that same person, you gave them the outline, so all they had to do was to fill in the lines with the appropriate colours, marked by numbers, if you like, painting by numbers. They could turn out quite a very good painting. And then down the track, after they've been developing and seeing what colours go together and see how form works and how scale works, well, then they could take away the lines and they could start to apply themselves and apply the knowledge they learn. And I think it's a bit like that with Bowen. Starting off, we need guidelines. We need, and the procedures or the recipes, as some people call them, are very useful in learning how to apply the technique. And it's interesting, as we learn more and as we go on further, we can then adapt the technique into and become a master, if you like, with years of learning. People sometimes say to me, how long does it take to become a Bowen therapist? And I just sort of say, well, it takes perhaps 2 years to do the diploma, but it might take 10 years to become a really proficient person? And do we ever really learn the entire technique and what it can do? I don't think so. I think we continue to learn. And the more, I was just thinking about it today actually, the more you know, the less you know that you don't know. And I think that's really true. So that's they're my musings there. I just think it's it was interesting that Aussie, a farmer from the bush, was the one that was to document the technique and to go out there and take it to the world so that other people could learn it. Anyway, it might make you think a little bit perhaps about the origins and how sometimes things, whether it be fate or whether we believe that there is a higher hand has a part in things. But I just think it's really interesting how sometimes the right person is in the right place at the right time. I mean, if we think that Aussie had never met Tom at that conference in Adelaide at that time in Tom's life, that the Bowen Technique, as we know it, probably would not exist at all. Anyway, this is Chris Reed at the Bowen Buzz. Ciao. You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.